I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It don't matter if you're tall, it don't matter if you're small, it don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all, 'cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends holding fast.
This is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki. Nikki Anderson is joining us this morning for What's for Breakfast. Thank you. You saved us. Did you notice
we played
the wrong song?
What's happening?
He's losing his gourd, and I didn't notice. So there's
She's
that.
She's losing That's half okay. her gourd.
Okay, so Nikki, what have you had your breakfast yet?
I haven't eaten it yet, but I've made it.
Okay, what is it?
I have a 2-egg omelet with just American cheese in it. A little boring, but that's what I'm going
to
eat.
That sounds really good. So you prepared an omelet at home, and then you're going to eat it at work?
I did. Correct.
Will you eat it cold?
No, I have a microwave. I'll heat it up. I'm not a monster, Heidi. I'm not going to eat it cold.
Well, it seems a little strange. Now, you're going to risk that it might be rubbery by microwaving eggs, you know?
I just made it, so it's still warm. It'll still be warm when I get to
work. Yeah.
So it's going to be fine.
Okay.
I'll muscle through it. It's going to be okay.
You can still muscle through.
Are you calling us from inside a culvert?
I am in a culvert currently. I never use my hand-free
Mickey.
Option, and so apparently it sounds like I'm in a culvert.
We just got, John told me your name was Nikki. It's Mickey.
Well,
now I know who I'm talking to.
Yeah, we know who we're talking to.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. No
well,
wonder.
That culvert echo is confusing.
Now, if you ever get the chance, you need to go shopping and run into Mickey, as I did the other day. I was going to ask you, and I thought maybe that would be weird, but could we meet up more often? Because she gave me great advice.
Really?
What? If there's one thing I know, it's food, because I like eating. So, yes.
I was in the frozen pizza aisle with her, and I said, so, Oprah's got a pizza. And what did you say?
I love Oprah, but she needs to stay in her own lane because she's not a pizza person.
Yeah.
Stop making pizzas, Oprah.
That is ridiculous.
Cauliflower crust.
Oh, of course it does. With chunks of birch bark.
So you're headed to work?
I am. I'm almost there and almost on time. Don't tell anybody.
Okay, what do you do?
I work at King Elementary School as a behavior interventionist.
And what does that mean?
Well, so I provide positive behavior support to kids who just maybe are a little off. So it's just kind of trying to help them get back on track and get back to class and continue learning.
What kind of
positive?
I was going to say, what kind of positive support can you give me and Heidi for when she just goes off and gets upset when nobody calls in?
You know, John, sometimes I yell at the radio too when you say things. So I, you know,
when I say things or just people in general.
No, John. Thank you.
This is, you know what, let's just skip this part. You guys can hug it out later and everything will be fine.
Yeah, maybe, maybe.
Hug it out later. That's my advice.
Okay.
How are your dogs doing?
She's interventioning us.
Yeah, I can see
right now.
they are good. They're weird and kind of wild and crazy, and they're good.
That sounds like a good way to be.
Yeah, it works.
And let's talk about the school ages of your, how many, 18 children you have?
I have 23 children.
No wonder you're in a culvert.
So I have, that's why we have to live in a culvert. There's too many kids.
That's great.
Miko is 5. He's just starting kindergarten. Alice is 7. Joe is 13. Sierra Isaac is 14, Matt is 14, and Andy is 21 and studying abroad in London right now.
Holy
goodness
cow.
Gracious. I thought you were kidding.
No, it's for real. It's like, not a joke.
Settle down now if you need some help.
You know, could you help?
I've checked multiple times. It's serious.
Could you help me, interventionist? I don't think John should say things like settle down. That doesn't help anything, does it?
No, in the history of settle down or calm down, that's never, ever one time helped somebody settle or calm down.
Twice
ever.
He said that this morning. So
okay, what might you say to me? What might you say to me then?
If you were...
If I go on a rant...
Maybe just... You know, what we could just do, or what should Heidi say to you?
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite things when people are kind of losing their stuff, if adults in particular, is to just put my hand on my chin and say, tell me more about that.
So here's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing you are very upset.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
Okay.
Eventually, he'll tire himself out.
It sounds like a mediation session.
I enjoy saying to John, knock it off.
Yeah.
That's a fun thing for me to say.
Well, that's
just you.
Yeah. If it was my kids, that's what I would say.
Knock it off.
Or are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or for my kids, when they do things at home, I usually say, are you new here?
Or do you repeat something and say, Heidi, so here's what I'm hearing. You're very upset that somebody's not calling in.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think that'd be good.
Thanks.
So the first time, we don't want Mickey to get in trouble, but first time I met Mickey, she came to a cookie swap with Andy, who was in like second grade, I think.
Correct.
Did you just crawl out of the culvert?
Yeah, she did.
What the heck is going on here?
She probably just...
I've arrived at my destination. I'm out of the culvert.
Well, you turned into a baritone in like 30 seconds. Sorry.
So that's how I first met her. And then, you know, we get to hear from her from time to time. And she's been a listener and member. Why do you listen? Why do you support this station, Mickey?
Well, I think this conversation just really embodies it all right there. Anybody who knows me knows I love local things, and I'm very passionate about our local community and how many resources we have here. And this is one of them, and I love it.
Huh. Well, we love you, and you got to bring your dogs by sometime. I haven't seen them in so long. I could go on a bike ride, though, and check them out.
You could. You could, and just watch for all the kids. You never...
No kidding.
Yeah, bring her some crapola.
You never know how many kids you're going to have to wade through to get to the dogs.
And do you have, like, lights in that culvert, or...
Oh, well, you know, lights are expensive, John, so we do what we can. The winter, it's dark and lonely, but...
Well, we got to finish the shtick. Now, for being on What's for Breakfast, you do receive a parting gift.
From Homestead Mills now, it's either country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes, and it's not for 9 people, though, so it could cause a problem.
That's fine.
She knows
if
how to keep
are good,
the food.
I don't like to share them with my children. That's why I feed them Oprah pizzas.
Oh gosh! what did you say you wanted?
I want the cereal.
Okay.
Hey, have a good day. Thanks for doing what you do.
Hey, thanks. Thank you.
Bye
bye.